We're back. James Strong, Living the Good Life, Where Life is Good. And we're talking with Antonio Greco and Trinka, the producer, director, and actress from the new zombie apocalypse movie, The Year After Infection. You must have had a lot of fun doing this because, Antonio, if this is your dream, I got to think that your dream didn't turn into your nightmare.
No, not at all. No, it was a blast.
Now, so. Two times now, I've noticed you both said the word peaches and then laugh, much like you're doing right now. That must be an inside joke. And since we are inside, why don't you tell us what you mean by the term peaches?
Oh. I'll do the setup. You can deliver the line, and then we'll actually explain what happened. So it's a very simple scene. She's supposed to come out, open up a can, and sit down and be really happy because she has no idea what's in the can. The label's been removed. So she opens the can up and she looks inside and she goes,
peaches.
And we get to shooting that particular scene. And
keep in mind, we only have one can of peaches.
Okay.
Like, we only brought one can with us.
Okay. It wasn't the number of cans that was the problem.
It was the piece of crap can opener that they gave me. I don't have an electronic can opener. I know how to use a can opener, you know, like the little metal.
Sure. The little manual swingway can opener, sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what should have been about a 20-second scene.
Took what?
We shot for almost 7.5 minutes with Trinka fighting this can, trying to get it open. And she finally gets it open. We're rolling the whole time. We're just terrified not to stop because we didn't have a second can. And Mike's finally screaming at her, deliver the line! Deliver the line!
I got a peach in my mouth and I went, I already did! As soon as I got that peach on a fork, I said, peaches! And I shoved it in my mouth. Let's get on with this now. So it was kind of a hardship, but at the same time, made for a really fun story.
Oh, I bet. Now I'm assuming that this really wasn't a 7-minute long segment.
It was down to the appropriate 10 seconds or so that it needed to be. But we have all the footage of Trinka wrestling the cans.
And it's in the blooper reel, too.
It's on the blooper reel. You've got a website. You've mentioned the actresses, the actors, different parts of the film. If somebody wanted to take a look at this and didn't write down everybody, what's the website?
Oh, it's www.theyearafterinfection.com.
All one word, just together.
And you can also find us on Facebook, which we'll have links back to the website as well. We're still adding just tons of content to the site all the time. Our teaser trailers, there are trailers there, and we are still doing all the behind-the-scenes galleries for each of the shootings. So, because we really wanted people to realize that there was nothing fake about this. We really did pack everybody up and head out to the middle of nowhere to shoot all this stuff.
There was
no faking that one. Speaking of all this, we were running for 56 weeks. I mean, we were shooting every weekend.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. This took over a year to make.
Oh, yes. And the weird part is everybody that was on the crew got so used to that. Because the cast, you know, we were switching casts out every 3-4 months to shoot the next segment of the film. But the crew got so used to it that literally the last time that we shot and we got done, the first weekend after that, we all came together and met at the house just like we would on any film. And then we all sat around like, well, what are we supposed to do now? So some of us are still transitioning into we're finished. We're not actually doing that anymore. So, but it's weird. But, you know, one of the best things about all this is, you know, number one, I got to meet some really great, and you know, a lot of the cast have become really good friends. But more importantly than that, the people that work on the crew, a lot of them were you know, friends and family already, and just getting to spend that much time with them to do this whole dream project and really have them be just completely committed and involved. I mean, that's really what I think lets me know that we're onto something special here, is that these are people that literally at any time could have just said, yeah, you know what, I'm done with this. And nobody, I mean, you know, some of them had to be drug away when we were finished with the whole thing. They were still just really jonesing to get back out there. And, you know, yeah, it's unpleasant standing in hip-deep water when it's 40 degrees out, but they all loved doing it so much and loved what we were doing that, you know, at the end of the day, you forget about all that stuff and just remember, you know, wow, we went out there and we did all this really amazing stuff and now everybody's just waiting to actually see the finished product. So
the question that I have to ask, because you had mentioned earlier in the interview that all zombie films were the same. That kind of used to be true. There was one they had not too long ago. They didn't move slowly. Do the zombies in your film move slowly or quickly?
Mm-hmm. And now, I'm glad you asked that. You're referring to, I think, 28 Days Later or 28 Weeks Later, those two films.
Yes.
And they're technically not truly zombies. They're infected with a virus called the Rage. And so they're you know, very panicky. But Dawn of the Dead, Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead, when they initially turned, they were very fast. We went back to the old school zombies because my thinking was, if you're dead and you have rigor mortis, you're not all that flexible. So you're probably not sprinting any marathons.
I'm glad you chose that.
Which is why a small chain link fence is enough to keep Roy from getting into me.
No, Roy is your quote-unquote friend.
Yes. He's my pet zombie.
Now again, most people know that in order for zombies to survive, they have to eat people, right?
Well, they'd like to eat people. They don't know. They're already dead, so it's not like going anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask. Trinka, how did you feed your pet zombie who was inside the chain link fence?
He found rats and stuff.
Okay.
Yes. He was a scavenger of sorts.
I understand.
There are other things, but we'll let you wait for the movie to find out exactly what.
Now, everyone also knows there's one way to kill a zombie.
Absolutely, you gotta hit him in the head.
Bullet through the head, yes. Removal of the head,
damage of the head.
Exactly. The same thing applies to
absolutely blunt force trauma to the cranium is the only way to dispatch one.
And pretty much, if anyone is going to die in the movie, they better have some kind of head trauma, because if they don't, they're going to come back as a zombie.
That's correct.
So
now is there a scene in the movie where one of the heroes or heroine, they get bit and they think, I'm really going to be okay. And everyone's looking at one another saying,
no.
You know what? No, you're not going to be okay.
That was a cliche that we really went out of our way to avoid. I mean, the theme of spring is isolation and the theme of summer is group dynamics. You know, there's the people that survive with you that you don't like and they don't like you and you're never going to like each other.
Sure.
And you can cooperate for a little while, but that breaks down sooner or later, which I think that's just being honest. But when we get to fall is all about all the stuff that will kill you that you never think about. And then when we get to winter, it's dealing with, you know, child survivors. So, I mean, thematically, I didn't want to hit anything that had already been beaten to the ground or even touched on by a lot of stuff.
And what causes people to become zombies is not actually other zombies. It's not you get bit by a zombie, you become a zombie. It's you die, you become a zombie.
Okay.
Everyone has been infected.
But after you die, that's how you come back.
Well, the thing is, and this is a detail that's you know, later on in the film, but it is addressed, but the biggest problem is the outbreak starts and people are coming back and
Let's hold that thought. Okay. It's zombie talk here on The Good Life with Antonio Greco and Trinka, the producer, director, and actress from The Year After Infection. This is James Strong, living the good life. Can't find that perfect craft beer? The O'Fallon Brewery has it. O'Fallon Brewery offers 5 different flagship craft beers. O'Fallon Smoked Porter, O'Fallon Weech, the exotic Hemp Hop Rye, the original O'Fallon Gold Golden Ale, and my favorite, O'Fallon 5-Day IPA. Try O'Fallon seasonal beers too. Craft beers from the O'Fallon Brewery. Look for them at your supermarket, restaurant, or drinking establishment.